The U.S. Transportation Department has just given Wisconsin $4 million to continue transit services that try to help low-income people get a job, training, and jobs. The money in the Job Access and Reverse Commute program will go to special buses and rideshare vans or cabs. In Milwaukee County, some money will also help train the disabled to use existing mass transit. Jenna Dorn heads the Federal Transit Administration. She says despite a national unemployment rate, now at 6%, certain employers want certain workers.
Employers really want and need some of the lower skilled workers or low income workers or immigrant workers that don't have access to jobs. So particularly in these tight economic times, it's even more important.
Milwaukee County will get about 25% of the federal grant. County Transit System Marketing Director Joe Caruso acknowledges that some taxpayers question the cost effectiveness of the special transit programs.
But you have to look at the net result, and the net result is that there are literally hundreds of people that have employment. They're earning wages, they're gaining status economically, and that's good for the community.
Caruso says the federal transit money is welcome in a county that may face budget cuts in many other areas. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.